Oh, thanks, I said and closed the door. I used to really like eggs, especially scrambled with bacon or sausage. But even without the little snake incident, I knew that no matter what you did to these eggs, they would taste nothing but foul to me. These eggs came from the chickens that had been the chicks that had hatched from the eggs that had been incubated by Julie Baker for our 5th grade science fair. It was classic Julie. She totally dominated the fair, and get this, her project was all about watching eggs. My friend, there is not a lot of action to report on when you're incubating eggs. You've got your light, you've got your container, you've got some shredded newspaper, and that's it. You're done. Julie, though, managed to write an inch-thick report. Plus, she made diagrams and charts. I'm talking line charts and bar charts and pie charts. About the activity of eggs. She also managed to time the eggs so that they'd hatch the night of the fair. How does a person do that? Here, I've got a live action erupting volcano that I've worked pretty stinking hard on, and all anybody cares about is Julie's chicks packing out of their shells. I even went over to take a look for myself, and I'm being completely objective here. It was boring. They packed for about 5 seconds, then just lay there for 5 minutes. I got to hear Julie Baker away to the judges too. She had a pointer. Can you believe that? Not a pencil. An actual retractable pointer, so she could reach across her incubator and tap on this chart or the diagram as she explained the excitement of watching eggs grow for 21 days.